Maverick Early Readers. A Scarf and a Half by Amanda Brandon. Illustrated by Catalina Echeverry. This is Orange Book Band. Turn the page when you hear the bell. Good. Let's begin. Granny Mutton loved to knit. She knitted blankets for baby lambs, woolly hats for chilly rams, and snug socks for sheepdogs. She made a rainbow scarf for little Lionel's birthday. It grew and grew and grew. "Stop, Granny, stop," everyone said. "That's not a scarf. That's a scarf and a half." So Granny Mutton stopped. She gave the scarf to little Lionel with her love. Little Lionel was excited. He thought the present was a football. He ripped open the paper, but it was just a scarf. "You can't have a laugh with a scarf," he said crossly. But Granny Mutton couldn't hear him. Little Lionel's scarf was so long that he tripped and landed in a muddy puddle. Splat! He tried skipping with the scarf, but he kept falling over. "It's no good. You can't have a laugh with a scarf," he said. He threw his present away. Lionel's friend, Bleater, found the scarf. "That's a scarf and a half," he said. He turned the scarf into a swing. Lionel and Bleater swung high and low. Rocky the sheepdog came by. "That's not a scarf," he woofed. "That's a scarf and a half." He tied the scarf to his cart and took Lionel and Bleater for a ride. Little Lionel started to cheer up. More friends came to see his amazing present. "That's not a scarf. That's a scarf and a half," they all said. They pulled and pulled in a crazy tug of war. The scarf stretched and stretched until it was twice as long. Ping! Everyone let go and landed in a higgledy-piggledy pile. Later, the friends snuggled down at Granny Mutton's house. "I've got a scarf and a half," Lionel said. "And I've got a granny and a half, too." The end.